We were told our goals were misguided or too ambitious, that we would crush jobs and explode deficits. Instead, we've seen the fastest economic growth in over a decade, our deficits cut by two-thirds, a stock market that has doubled, and healthcare inflation at its lowest rate in 50 years. This is good news, people.
Clearly, one of the great symbolic achievements in the 21st century was the emergence of Barack Obama, first as a viable presidential candidate, then as the elected first black president, and then the re-election of him. All of those things are important milestones, but I think we have to be and remain fairly critical of his administration on a number of different fronts, and we need to do so, I think, in a way that respects what the symbolic achievement is. It is very, very important, particularly to people like of my parents' generation, that there's a black man who's president. That's an extraordinary symbolic achievement. Remember the moment when President Obama brushes the dirt off his shoulders?
I'm a bad, bad man.
That one single gesture communicated to a generation of people that President Obama was engaged with hip-hop culture. Can you imagine any other president doing that?
I'm a bad, bad man.
But my job as a cultural critic is to challenge people to be a little bit uncomfortable because we cannot settle for the symbolism.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda, I know because I won both of them.
I'm a bad, bad man.
And so there are lots of artists who were very open to consuming the symbolism of an Obama presidency. And many of them probably still ride with him and still stand by him and support him, as they should. It's very difficult for me to minimize the symbolism of his presidency because, like I said, I have family members who deeply believe in that, who believe in the symbolic achievement almost to the exclusion of the substance of the policies. And while songs and the emergence of the first black president and all the celebration around that is powerful, if not intoxicating stuff, the real work that has to be done still has to be done. And we have to be committed to that work regardless who is the leader of the free world. Remember the moment when President Obama brushes the dirt off his shoulders?
I'm a bad, bad man.
That one single gesture communicated to a generation of people that President Obama was engaged with hip-hop culture. Can you imagine any other president doing that?
I'm a bad, bad man.
But my job as a cultural critic is to challenge people to be a little bit uncomfortable because we cannot settle for the symbolism.